This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Tomorrow, we get another Euro clash between Germany and Greece, but this time it's not economics, it's soccer. The two face each other in the Euro 2012 quarterfinals. At least this meeting is not about debt, bailouts, austerity, and all that dull and boring stuff. Or is it? Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Relations between the two nations have soured over the debt crisis, so perhaps this soccer match can heal the rift. Forget it, says Rogan Taylor, a soccer expert at Liverpool University.
No, football isn't about bringing people together and love and peace and all that stuff. It's about showing who's in charge.
Right now, that's Germany in soccer and finance. The Germans dominate the Eurozone economy, and they've been crushing opposition on the soccer field too. And that, Rogan says, is why humiliated Greeks will be desperate for victory and revenge.
As if this, at least for a moment, restores every sense of national pride and respect.
The two sides used to play very differently. The Germans were methodical and organised, the Greeks more spontaneous, even volatile. But international coaching has brought the two styles closer together. The two teams have changed in a way that economists say the two countries must change, the Germans becoming more Greek and the Greeks becoming more German.
Football, as always, pointing towards some kind of resolution.
At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.